Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. Day two of testimony in the hush money trial of former President Donald Trump, and we begin today with a hearing about Trump's comments on Truth Social. Prosecutors asking the judge, are you going to do anything about his talk? That is, he's violating the gag order, they say, which bars attacks on witnesses, jurors, and everybody else, as if he's daring the judge to sanction him. Prosecutors cited 10 posts on Trump's account last night, which they called, quote, deliberate flouting. And they want the judge to fine him. And folks, this was before testimony even started today. Mark Remillard for us at the Manhattan Criminal Courthouse.
The judge overseeing former President Trump's New York hush money case not issuing a ruling yet on whether he'll hold Trump in contempt for allegedly violating a gag order. Prosecutors pointing to several social media posts they say violated the order, while Trump's defense argued the posts are political speech. The judge, though, appeared unmoved.
The judge telling Trump's defense attorney Todd Blanche, you're losing all credibility with the court, as Blanche struggled to explain some of the social media posts. Prosecutors said Trump posted 10 times, and they said those posts posed a very real threat to the integrity of judicial proceedings. They disparaged Cohen and Daniels, who prosecutors said Trump could reasonably believe would be testifying at trial.
ABC's Aaron Katursky, the judge wrapping up the hearing, stating the defense hasn't given him much to, quote, hang my hat on.
Trump faces 34 felony counts of falsifying business records, which could land him 4 years in prison. Prosecutors say he paid to stifle negative information about himself, depriving voters from having it before casting their ballots ahead of the 2016 presidential elections. Turning now to those pro-Palestinian protests on college campuses, and a plywood wall now blocks the entrance of NYU's Gould Plaza after police busted several protesters on Monday. They had 130 people hauled off last night, and today security remains pretty tight. Marla Diamond live for us this afternoon on the campus of NYU. Marla, what's the story now?
And Larry, we are in nearby Washington Square Park, where students and faculty, they walked out of the classroom today for a protest here, a pro-Palestinian protest, but also a protest against the police action last night. It was peaceful. There is a rather large gathering. They are starting to disperse. Some of them are starting to disperse. Some of them are staying in the central part of Washington Square Park. And although it has been peaceful, they have asked the members of the media to stand back, and they asked protesters not to speak with the media. So many of them are refusing to talk. But we did talk to one staff member who said that the school is making things difficult for students by putting up that plywood. It's making it difficult for them to get to class. And he said that the police have no business being on a private university campus. However, the university did call the NYPD in because they said that people were trespassing and there were anti-Semitic statements being made toward people. So they took that tent city down, and now they have the plywood up on that plaza.
And Marla, our thanks to you for that. But now, folks, the other shoe. We've been hearing a lot of talk from even the mayor saying the kids on these campuses are generally peaceful. But he says you've got outside folk who are coming in, getting everybody all riled up. And before you know it, boom, we got a big deal. And 1010 Winds and all the other media is there. So His Honor says we're coming for these outside troublemakers.
We're going to use intel the best we can. We're going to tell universities to use their security personnel to make sure that people who don't attend their schools are not coming on their campus. We're going to be as informative as we possibly will without crossing the line.
Mayor says you can tell from the kinds of things that are going on at these protests that these aren't regular folk doing this.
The number of bottles that were thrown, chairs thrown at them. People who peacefully protest for an issue, they're not throwing bottles and chairs. And so we know that we have acknowledged and saw across the country, there are people who come, have nothing to do with the issue, and they want to aggravate.
And that clash at NYU comes days after police arrested more than 100 demonstrators on the campus of Columbia, where a lot of students are still studying remote today to avoid trouble. Stay with 1010 Winds for any new developments. A guy in the mailroom who worked in the city law department is on the hook for allegedly depositing $600,000 into his bank account. What's wrong with that? Prosecutors say it wasn't his money. 27-year-old Brandon Santano, pleaded guilty to a charge of conspiracy to commit bank fraud. Prosecutors say from June 2021 until at least May of last year, Santano was making out like a bandit, allegedly stealing checks which were mailed to the law department. They say he was passing the checks on to other people who deposited them or attempted to deposit forged or altered versions of those checks. So he made off with about 40 checks. I guess he figured nobody would notice $600,000 missing. Court papers don't say anything about what becomes of the other people who were allegedly cashing the checks for him. Santanu is supposed to get sentenced on September 4th, it says here. Well, a Brooklyn man has been sentenced to up to 8 years in prison after pleading guilty to charges that he broke into a restaurant and stole $100,000 from a safe. Prosecutors say 34-year-old Louis Mercado forced his way into Gargouli's restaurant. Gargoulos? I think I'm saying it right. This is in Coney Island back in 2022. Stole the cash out of a safe in a back office. He was arrested about a month after the crime, but authorities say he failed to make a court appearance, didn't show up, and then was rearrested a few months later for allegedly burglarizing a nightclub on the Lower East. Goodness, Rudy, you're busy. Mercado pleaded guilty to grand larceny and bail jumping last month. Well, when you're in the market for a car, a used car, you know the mileage matters. Higher mileage, lower price. That's usually how it works. Well, two Long Island women are facing charges today for allegedly rolling back the mileage. This is on the odometers of vehicles they sold, so customers would pay higher prices than what they're worth. Some of the cars actually had over 200,000 miles documented. Ashley Duff, president of ABB, that's AB, Auto World, Inc., and a saleswoman, Ginger Sipes, were both charged with scheme to defraud and conspiracy. Prosecutors say more than a dozen victims came forward. Well, the weather's warming up, and you know what that means. Pickleball season right around the corner. And thanks to a new partnership with Woolman Rink in Central Park, the sport is officially here to stay.
Up to 8 players will be allowed on 14 courts at the rink for $10 during off-peak times and $12.50 during peak hours. The sport of pickleball for four women I ran into at Hudson River Park has meant a lot more than just getting on a court and hitting a ball around.
That so many people were doing it and was looking to kind of be a little more social.
Stephanie Soror met Jeannie Height, Sheila Phelan, and Janet Cohen during lessons at the 92nd Street Y.
We had a teacher who was excellent, and we continued the next semester, and we became friends.
For a six-hour portion of the day, the Woolman Rink will offer community play at just $5 a person.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.